Agenda item 14, discussion and possible action on report by Brazos G Administrator. And Pam is going to do that too.
Hi, give y'all a little update. Can y'all hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, thank you.
So I'm going to talk to y'all a little bit about our Brazos G website, brazosgwater.org. So I'll just jump into all the background and administrative aspects of it. So currently, BRA contracts with an external host. WinHost is the company name for the Regional Water website. And some issues that we have are it's a dated platform. It's limited in storage capacity. The hosting platform security and maintenance is external. And VRA's IT staff updates the website, but we have to log into their site. So reason why we want to look at changing it and bringing it to internal hosting for the Brazos River Authority. So it would be the same BrazosGwater.org URL, same as now. So none of that changes. But what allows us to change is updates. So it would be an improved user experience. It would allow for the redesign, easier navigation of information, user-friendly for smartphones and tablet viewing. And it would be internally hosted on VRA server with the same platform that is shared with www.brazos.org, which is the Brazos River Authority's home website, and also it would share the same platform on our server with the lowerbrazosflood.org. As you know, the VRA also is the administrative sponsor for the Region 8 Lower Brazos Regional Flood Planning Group, and that is their website. So it's just bringing everything onto that same user platform internal to VRA. We just host it. We would do the site maintenance and site security. It allows us, our internal VRA IT staff, to have oversight of that and have control of the timing of that site maintenance. And also note that the website would be exportable and transferable if, for some point in the future, Brazos G needed to change who provided those hosting services for the website. So it can be moved back to an external host. It could be if for some reason VRA was no longer the administrative agent for this group, it can be packaged up and sent to someone else as well. Do you have any questions?
Questions for Pam.
Who hosts it right now?
What's their name?
Say that again.
Who hosts it now, currently?
WinHost, WinHost, it's an external.
We changed that. We've already changed that once, if I remember right.
That was a while back, though.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, it's 10 years ago, but we...
Yeah. Don't they have... What about our data storage? Is there a restriction on the size of things we can put in currently?
I'm not sure what that is. There is a restriction on the amount of data you can put out there. I don't know the exact number. It's a different, newer platform and hosted here would be...
It's unlimited.
So the real elephant in the room is, who's going to pay for this? Mr. Collinsworth?
No. Allow reimbursement through Texas Water Development Board contract and expenses other for administrative expenses. Right. We're allowed to get reimbursed for this cost. Yeah. And so it would be actually based on grant funding for Water Development Board funding.
Sounds good to me.
Any other questions for Pam?
Hope it works smoother than it did last time. We lost 10 years worth of minutes.
If there are no other questions for Pam, I'd entertain a motion for approval to update the Brazos G website to be hosted by BRA, if y'all so choose. Who said yes?
Me.
Mike McGuire made the motion, and Charles Beseda seconded it. Let me write those down so I don't forget. So we have a motion by Mike McGuire, second by Charles Beseda, for BRA to host our website. Is there any other discussion?
Just for clarity, was that host and pay for?
Yeah, we can host and pay for it. Not a problem.
Get it done the way you want it.
And we didn't do it in the past because there's been some sensitivity to it looking like to the public that the BRA was driving the water planning process. So that's the reason that it was never done like this.
That's what I talk about.
Yeah.
Any other discussion before we vote? All those in favor, yes?
Yes.
All opposed, no. I need to note for the record that Lucy Dunn is not present for the vote, but the vote passed. Okay, thank you, Pam.